I'm Paul Meredith, pastor of Grace Baptist Church in Grand Bay, Alabama, and we want to invite you to come be with us when we gather for worship tomorrow morning. Here's a brief preview of tomorrow's sermon. Well, tomorrow we'll continue our series on biblical salvation, and we've been trying to identify and preach about the major truths given to us in Scripture about how a person is saved. And we've seen, for example, that because of our sin, we are totally unable to do anything to save ourselves or to contribute to our salvation in any way. If any of us were ever going to be saved, God had to do something. God had to work. And we saw in previous weeks that thankfully, that's what the Scripture says He did do. In eternity past, God determined that He would save some out of all humanity, that He would work to redeem a people for Himself. And in recent weeks, we've also seen how each person of the Trinity is involved in that work. And we've been looking at those words that end in T-I-O-N, the shun words, they're called, in the Bible. And these are words that describe God's work in salvation. We saw those words related to the work of God the Father. We saw the words election, predestination, and adoption. Last Sunday, we focused on the saving work of God the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And we looked at five of those shun words: incarnation, mediation, substitution, propitiation, and justification. And so it follows that tomorrow we'll focus on the work of the Holy Spirit in salvation. And again, we'll focus on some very important biblical words, important for our understanding. And those words are conviction, illumination, and regeneration. One way for believers to summarize God's saving work in their lives is like this. In eternity past, God the Father planned our redemption. In the fullness of time, God the Son entered this world and went to the cross, where He accomplished our redemption. And then when we were born into the world and at the time that had been foreordained by God from eternity past, God the Holy Spirit applied that redemption to us. And He did that, as we will see tomorrow, in terms of these three great Bible words: conviction, illumination, and regeneration. So I hope you'll plan to be with us tomorrow as we open God's Word together and continue our study on biblical salvation. If you're looking for a place to go to church tomorrow, we want you to know that you'd be welcome at Grace Baptist Church here in Grand Bay. It would thrill us to see you when we meet tomorrow. I can tell you would receive a warm welcome from our people, and you wouldn't be put on the spot in any way or called on or pointed out. You could just relax and be with us, and sing along with us if you'd like, and pray when we pray, and then as we open God's Word, we can all give our attention to His Word together. So why don't you do that tomorrow? Come be with us, and we would love to see you in our worship service. Well, that's all of the podcast for this week. I want to thank you for listening. I want to remind our members to invite others to come be with you and meet you at church tomorrow. Pray that God's Spirit, His anointing, will fall on us in power and glory as we meet together tomorrow. And I look forward to seeing you there. God bless you.
To preach the